T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. The governor reiterates a policy for returning to school that he put out 2 weeks ago. He says it still stands.
If the latest statement from the governor was meant to clarify the state's position, it didn't work on Dallas School Board Vice President Dan Michke. He says the initial plans and the revised statement have made for a lot of confusion.
There was the Attorney General's opinion that came out. There were the discussions from the Texas Education Agency and the governor on funding. It has been just a list of changes and confusing guidance that I think has really not been helpful.
Michke says they're putting the safety of students and staff first. Dallas schools are planning to reopen online September 8th. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And McKinney school leaders are trying to bridge the digital divide before the new year.
It's been a problem at districts across DFW. As classes move online, some students fall behind because they don't have computers or internet access. Dr. Rebecca Good is superintendent of Legacy Charter Academy. She tells NBC5 when schools first shut down because of the pandemic, nearly every one of her 1,800 students needed a computer.
Nobody could have predicted that we could have gone online with our students within 1 to 3 weeks. Most of us did that.
The McKinney ISD has been working to bridge the digital divide since long before COVID-19 with a program called One to the World. It's providing more than 13,000 students enrolled in the district with MacBooks. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Arlington Term Limits Advisory Committee finalizes its recommendation for changing the city's term limits ordinance.
The Arlington Term Limits Advisory Committee has recommended that the mayor and city council members be limited to 4 consecutive 2-year terms with a 2-year cooling off period for those who reach that limit, after which they can run for re-election. The committee also decided against a lifetime term limit. The law that voters passed in 2018 by nearly 2-1 stipulates that people can serve no more than 3 2-year terms as mayor or on the city council in a lifetime for a total of 12 years if elected to both offices. The Arlington City Council is expected to decide at its August 4th meeting whether to put the proposed changes on the November ballot. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas County is shifting the location of one of its coronavirus testing sites. It's been at the University of Dallas in Irving for about a month. Starting Monday, that site's going to shift to Eastfield College in Mesquite. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says they have 500 tests available per site per day. The county has to set up the sites where they are needed the most. The new site at Eastfield is going to be open from 7 till 1. Two American oil giants lost more than $9 billion in the second quarter because of the pandemic. Irving's ExxonMobil lost $1.1 billion in the second quarter. Chevron lost $8.25 billion during the same quarter. Tarrant County Health Department has a new warning, another health warning. It's not COVID. It's West Nile.
The virus is spread to humans by mosquitoes, and Tarrant County public health officials say positive West Nile virus mosquito activity is at record high levels. They're urging people to use insect repellent when they are outdoors and to drain any standing water around their homes where mosquitoes can breed. Tarrant County had its first human death this year from West Nile virus earlier this month. crews will be spraying for mosquitoes in unincorporated parts of northern Tarrant County this evening. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
America's team is still the world's MVP when it comes to sports teams. Forbes reports the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise in the world. Jerry Jones' team comes in at $5.5 billion. That's up from an even $5 billion last year. Cowboys are worth a full $500 million more than the team in second place, the New York Yankees. They made $5 billion. Cowboys have been on top of this list for the last 5 years. Next three of the top five are all pro basketball teams. The Lakers, the Knicks, and the Golden State Warriors, all worth more than $4 billion. Europe's top soccer team, Real Madrid, landed in sixth place. Last year, it finished in third. The Mavs, by the way, tied for 41st on this list at $2.4 billion. Spirit Airlines is cutting back at DFW Airport. Dallas Morning News says it sent out furlough notices to 200 employees. Most of them are pilots and flight attendants. Since Spirit took federal stimulus money, the job cuts couldn't happen any earlier than October 1st. Tomorrow, Fort Worth families can treat young kids to a little fun and pick up some back-to-school supplies.
Two local nonprofits are joining forces to help families with kids in pre-K through third grade. The Best Place for Kids and Reed Fort Worth are hosting Road to Readiness drive-up carnivals at six locations across Fort Worth. Families can drive through and pick up bags filled with back-to-school supplies. They can also get free IT support for their devices that will be used for online learning. Food will be available and gas cards will be given away. The drive-through sites are open from 9 in the morning through 1 in the afternoon. Now, if you're planning to attend, you should RSVP at bestplaceforkids.com. The complete list of carnival locations is available at krld.com. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And nothing stops Hello Kitty. The food truck's coming into town this weekend and next weekend, but there are some rules you have to follow.
The Hello Kitty Cafe truck is scheduled to be at Stonebriar Center in Frisco tomorrow from 10 to 8. And for this appearance, several COVID-19 restrictions will be in place. Customers will be asked to stay in their vehicle in a drive-through line. When their turn comes, they can get out, go to the truck, and order food and/or merchandise. Masks are encouraged, but not required. The Hello Kitty truck usually sells out in a matter of hours. It will be in Fort Worth a week from tomorrow. Chris Summer, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.